This mindfulness practice is a sitting meditation. So if you haven't yet, find a place to sit where you are self-supporting. If you're sitting on the floor, your knees should be lower than your hips. Otherwise, if you're sitting on a chair or a couch, make sure you're supporting yourself. That means you're sitting upright. Back is straight and tall. The goal is to be awake, to not fall asleep. So we want to make sure we're sitting straight up. Settling into the practice by noticing the sensations of sitting. Noticing where your body is making contact with the chair, the couch, or the floor. Bringing attention to any touch that is related to the sensations of sitting. Perhaps the positioning of your body, maybe the feeling of your hands on your knees, and settling in to all of the sensations related to sitting. When you're ready, bringing awareness to the changing patterns of physical sensations of the breath. It may take a little time to find where your breath makes itself known in your body. If you've done this before and you have a good place to find your breath, feel free to bring your awareness there directly. Otherwise, you may want to pay attention to various places where the breath might make itself known, like the air coming in and out of the nostrils, maybe the breath in your mouth. Perhaps you can feel the breath flowing through your chest. Or maybe it's the stretching of the abdomen. We're not looking to change the breath. We're not trying to find something that's not there. We're letting the breath breathe itself, and we're just bringing our awareness to wherever in our body that breath is making itself known. There's nothing to be fixed, nothing to be achieved. Just simply attending to our body and attending to the breath in the body. Perhaps following the breath as it comes in, paying attention to where it goes when it comes in, and paying attention when it leaves the body. Maybe feeling the breath starting in the mouth or the nostrils and making its way down to the abdomen, and then back out the other way. Again, remembering the goal is to not change the breath, it's just to let the breath breathe as it already was. It's normal for minds to wander. you may have noticed several times already that your mind is wandering. And just remembering, wandering is just what minds do. And when you catch it, it's an opportunity to congratulate yourself for reconnecting with your experience. So we notice the mind is wandering, and then we gently escort the attention back to wherever the breath is making itself known in the body. Perhaps the next time your mind wanders, labeling what it's wandering to, like thoughts, planning, daydreaming, drifting, worrying. Again, you can just acknowledge that's where the mind went, and then gently bringing attention back to the breath. Perhaps practicing bringing kindness to your awareness. Seeing if you can bring patience to whatever you notice your mind is doing. Perhaps the next time you get distracted, using it as an opportunity to send yourself some kindness or respond with patience and a gentle curiosity. Huh. That's where my mind was. How interesting. And now I'm gonna gently acknowledge it and bring my attention back to the breath in my body. Continuing to notice any distractions, and each time just taking stock, maybe labeling where the mind has gone, and then gently bringing attention back to the breath. Each time recognizing you're noticing where your mind has gone, you're reconnecting with yourself in that moment. And making the choice to bring attention back to the breath. It may be helpful to continue to check where the breath has been making itself known in the body. Maybe it's been in the same spot this whole time, or maybe there are other spots now that are easier to attend to. Every time a distraction occurs or the mind is wandering, noticing non-judgmentally where it's gone and gently bringing attention back to the breath.